The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
No big surprise that over the last year, the amount of traffic has decreased, but the number of deaths due to motor vehicle crashes has actually increased. More than 700 people are injured every day in crashes caused by drivers taking their attention off the road. And there's an organization that wants to do something about that. That is the Kiefer Foundation. Its chairman is on the line with us right now. He also is the president of General Motors International, Steve Kiefer. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for letting me join you today.
Well, and I appreciate you joining us. I'll let you tell us how this became your mission. This sadly became something very important to your family.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, it's a horrific story. It was nearly 5 years ago on September 19th, 2016. My son Mitchell was 18 at the time. He was driving up to Michigan State, his first month as a Spartan, driving up 96 on a beautiful Monday morning. Traffic slowed, he slowed, and unfortunately the young lady behind him did not. And she rear-ended him and drove him across a very narrow median on I-96 into oncoming traffic, where he was hit by an oncoming truck and killed instantly. So that really started our mission to basically start the Kiefer Foundation in Mitchell's honor and bring an end to distracted driving.
Distracted driving is such something that I think we all fall victim to from time to time. Any of us, without even thinking that we're going to become a distracted driver, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, there's all kinds of forms of distractions. I mean, you know, eating and drinking, and some people are grooming these days in the car. Some people are distracted by their infotainment systems and nav systems. But by far, the most significant issue, the most prevalent issue out there, is the amount of time that people are now spending on their cell phones while driving, whether it's, you know, texting or, you know, watching movies, actually on Zoom calls, believe it or not, or, you know, on various forms of social media. That's really been the cause of most of the increases in distracted driving related accidents.
Just taking your eyes off the road for a second, and even less than a second, can make a big difference, can't it?
Absolutely can. It just takes a second or two. And by the way, the data says that the average text takes about 5 seconds. So imagine driving blindfolded for 5 seconds at highway speeds. It's just crazy to see the behavior that's out there and just how dangerous it is.
What are some of the things that your foundation is doing to try to bring about awareness and change?
Yeah, you know, in our first couple of years, you know, first of all, we were just shocked to realize, as you start doing the research, that the reality is 10 people in this country are killed every day by distracted drivers. I mean, it's just horrendous, right? It's just unbelievable that every day there's another 10 families that are going through what we've been going through now for 5 years. So that's the first stat I think that is most alarming, that just how prevalent this is. We spent the first couple of years trying to do things really in Mitchell's memory. You know, we worked with the Michigan Department of Transportation and put cable guardrails on a 5-mile stretch on I-96 where Mitchell's crash took place. We thought that was a bit symbolic, but in reality, these cable guardrails were hit 12 times in the first year and definitely stopped other drivers from going across that narrow median into oncoming traffic. So we felt good about that. We've worked with USA Hockey. Mitchell was a hockey player at Detroit Catholic Central, and they won the state championship back in 2016. So USA Hockey was kind enough to work with us to dedicate the ice rink to Mitchell's honor, and it's now known as Mitchell Kiefer Memorial Ice Rink. More importantly than the memorial, though, is it's full of information and signs and data about distracted driving. So all of the young people that visit that facility over the year, and there's about 500,000 people that visit that facility, are sort of inundated with safe driving messages, which is really important from an awareness standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. And I understand there is legislation. I'm not sure if this is state or federal legislation, Steve, regarding hands-free driving. Anything you can tell us about that?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up because really in this last couple of years, our focus has turned to legislation. We do believe that legislation is going to be the enabler, much like drunk driving legislation helped bring an end to drunk driving in years past. We feel like what we call hands-free legislation will bring an end to distracted driving, at least as it relates to cell phone usage. Hands-free legislation is really about laws that make the holding of your cell phone while driving a primary offense. And if identified by law enforcement, you can be pulled over and ticketed, fined, and so on. So the hands-free legislation is really a very sort of effective and, more importantly, from a law enforcement standpoint, an enforceable way to bring an end to the behavior of being on your cell phone while driving. Now, these laws have been put in place in 25 states now in the country. So 25 states have adopted these laws. And in every state, the crashes are down, the fatalities are down, and actually even the insurance claims are down. It really is just common sense. We need people to stop holding the phone and looking at the phone while driving, keeping the eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. And that's really what these hands-free bills are about. There are three bills that have recently been introduced here in Michigan. They've been introduced by Mari Manoogian out of Birmingham. She's a Democrat from Birmingham, but also two additional bills, Mike Mueller and Joe Bellino, who are both Republicans, have introduced bills aimed at distracted driving. So we have bipartisan support, and frankly, the surveys indicate that 88% of Michiganders support the idea of this effective and enforceable legislation. So it really is just common sense. We need to get these bills supported and passed into law this year.
I mean, think about seatbelt legislation. I mean, you and I grew up in a time, Steve, when, seatbelts were optional. And once they became mandatory, it took some time, but we trained ourselves to make sure that the seatbelt's on for our safety and also so we don't get a ticket.
Absolutely. And, I think seatbelts are a good example. Again, I would say, drunk driving. I think most of the young people these days wouldn't consider driving a car while under the influence. So I think we've been able to change behavior over some long period of time here with some of those laws. We're hopeful that with social media and sort of the rate of information flow these days, we can actually change behavior much faster on this issue. Because it really is critical. I hope that all of your listeners, if they support this, and as I said, 88% of Michiganders do, I hope they can reach out to their legislators, your state congressman or woman, state senators. This is a state law; it's a state issue, and really demand that these bills get passed into law. We're hopeful that we have this implemented as law by September of this year, which will mark the fifth anniversary of Mitchell's crash. And I just got to tell you, that stat I mentioned earlier, I mean, just imagine every day another 10 people dying because we don't have some of these laws in place. I mean, it's just an incredible burden for those of us that are involved in this, thinking that we've let 5 years go by without getting this kind of legislation in place. There's really no excuse for it here in Michigan and really around the rest of the country.
Yeah, let your rep in Lansing know you want that hands-free driving legislation to pass. Steve, thanks for what you and your family are doing. I know this is a really necessary tribute to your son. And if you can save more lives doing it, fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. I'll remind all your listeners, April is National Distracted Driver Awareness Month. So please at least take the month of April and really dedicate yourself to driving distraction free. Take the pledge. There's plenty of places you can go. Take a look at handsfreemichigan.org to take the pledge, or even our family website, mkiefer, that's mkiefer.org, and you can learn a bit more about Mitchell and what we're trying to do to end distracted driving in his honor.
Steve,
thanks so much for listening today, Paul.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.